بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ. وكما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The title of today's story is The Capital of Time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are two things which many people are deceived about. They take it for granted, not realizing at any moment in time it can be taken away. One is siha, one is good health, and one is free time. So a person doesn't realize the importance of these two great favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he only realizes when he doesn't have it. Doesn't have time, doesn't have good health. Now he thinks, what I should have done. Many of us in this December, January period will get some free time. The Western secular mindset is that this time is ours. A Muslim's mindset is all time belongs to Allah, our entire life is to Allah. How many times we say in our life that when I'm free, I'll do this and I'll do that. I wish I could come early for my salah, read more Quran Sharif, keep some fast. Let us look at the story and take some lessons. A few people from Damascus once came to visit Abu Muslim Khawlani rahmatullahi alayhi while he was in Rome for the purpose of jihad. Abu Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi had dug a pit in his tent, lined it with a piece of leather and filled it with water. Thereafter he entered the water and began to roll in it from side to side in order to cool his body. So he made sort of a makeshift pool. When the group from Damascus entered and saw Abu Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi in the water, they understood that he was fasting. Now he is out for jihad. It is extremely hot and he is fasting. A person in jihad doesn't have to fast. In Ramadan also, when Sahaba radiallahu anhum had to go out, then in jihad a person is exempt from fasting. He asked, why are you fasting, whereas you are a traveler? That is, you will find the nafil fast difficult while traveling. Furthermore, he was a traveler, and a traveler, a musafir, even he doesn't have to keep the Ramadan fast, he will keep it later on, make qadha of it. Abu Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi replied, if there is a need to fight, I will break my fast and prepare to fight by strengthening myself through eating. He continued, horses cannot reach their destination while they are fat. They are only able to move swiftly when they are thin. Alas, the remaining days of our lives are passing us by, and it is for these days that we are striving by exerting ourselves in worship. These last few lines are worthy of us imprinting it and impressing it upon our hearts and minds. The remaining days of our lives are passing by, but it is for these days that we are striving by exerting ourselves in worship. Therefore, during the holiday period, we should see how we can dedicate some time to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we don't normally and ordinarily during our work days we dedicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says in a hadith Qudsi, تَفَرَّغْ لِعِبَادَتِي أَمْلَأُ قَلْبَكَ غِنَا وَأَسُدُّ فَقْرَكَ. Free yourself for my worship. I will fill your heart with the happiness, with wealth. I will put the true wealth of happiness in your heart, and I will take away your poverty. I will remove your poverty. So all time belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and even our free time belongs to Allah. How sad it is, people go on holiday, then they go on holiday from Fajr Salah. The tilawat of Quran also, they on holiday from the tilawat of the Quran Majeed. The zikrullah on holiday. Why we are too busy visiting here, sightseeing, doing this, doing that. The itinerary, the schedule is very, very busy. We've got no time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the life of a disbeliever, not the life of a Muslim. This is not our jannat. So we need to reschedule, rethink, realign our mind. So some lessons that are given here. When a man has a business premises, He tries to ensure that every square inch of it is used profitably. He will cram onto the shop floor as many shelves, displays and stock items as he can manage, and he will leave no area unused. Similarly, time is our greatest capital in earning the rewards of the akhirat. The pious friends of Allah left no time unused or wasted. Hence, although merely being out for jihad was itself an act of continuous ibadah, Abu Muslim rahmatullahi still engaged in fasting and other acts of worship as he wished to gain maximum returns from his time. In our lives, we waste precious moments which we could utilize to progress. For example, when we are in a vehicle traveling, while cooking in the kitchen, while waiting in a queue in a store, while waiting for salah to commence, and in the masjid, all these and other similar moments should not see us idle. Instead, if we read Durood Sharif or some other zikr in these moments, then we will surprise ourselves by realizing that we can easily recite as much as 1,000 duruds or even more daily. It is a simple matter. It is simply a matter of switching off the radio, putting the phone away, and choosing to rather engage in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Shaykh rahmatullahi mentions the story of a pious person of the past by the name of Jurjani, he actually stopped eating bread and started taking the flour in its raw form, because he worked out the time in eating bread and in eating the flour in the raw form, and he found that in eating it raw, he could save so much of time that he could recite Subhanallah 70 more times. So he opted to rather eat the flour raw than eating the bread and enjoying the bread, so that he could read that Subhanallah 70 times more. These people really had the akhirat in front of them. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize the value of our time and our good health. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah.